Meet Eleanor.
Hey.
She's finally had the time to make some home improvements.
Gotta love remote working.
Starting with her home loan.
It was so out of date.
So she switched to Macquarie Bank, who specialise in rewarding good borrowers who've built up some equity with great home loans. Now she enjoys low fees, great rates, and the flexibility to repay faster. Search Macquarie Home Loans or call your broker so you can say,
I bank with Macquarie.
Macquarie Bank, Australian Credit Licence 237502. Lending criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
Quarter to 10 on 3AW Nights. Andrew McLaren for Dennis Walter for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. And it is 3AW footy, big time, on Thursday and Friday. Listen for the boys' broadcast there. But right now, yes, we are talking automotive, and that means we're talking to Jeff Gwillim. Hello, Jeff.
Andrew, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. Good to hear your voice, and I suppose it's good for you to hear mine. I hope it is.
Lovely.
We're talking about something I'm quite fascinated with, and that is these paintless dent repairs, because I had some hail damage on my car a few years ago now, and I was just amazed at this system. Please, you talk about it, because you know more about it than I do, but it's just remarkable how they got all the little dents, the little marks made by the hail, out of the bodywork on my car, and there were hundreds of them.
Look, and Andrew, to your listeners, this is about people that carry out repairs, dents on your vehicle, without cracking the paintwork. And as we know, in the olden days, you know, if you went anywhere near a car and you started hitting it with a hammer or pushing it around, the paint would crack, and all of a sudden you need to get parts of your car repainted. You know, paintless dent repair or paintless dent removal actually started years and years ago, right back in the 30s and the 40s, but it's really come into its own over the last 20 years. And these are normally panel beaters that have got a heightened skill base around this area, or people that have just trained very specifically for it, but mainly panel beaters, that earn the removal of dents in vehicles, particularly hail dents and dents around that size, into an art form. And you know, when you watch these people remove these dents, Andrew, it is like an art form, and they've got little tiny tools that get in under panels, picks, and little specially made tools that get through very small holes and iron out and work these dents out over a, you know, it can take them a while to do it, but when they finished, you don't have to repair your car in terms of the paint, but the finish is immaculate, and it's a work of art to watch.
I was amazed. Yes, I took mine to an insurance company's garage. I think they'd rented, because there'd been a lot of hail damage for their customers' cars. And there was a sea when I arrived. There was this, it was like an aircraft hangar, maybe exaggerating a bit, but this enormous area with these sort of little elves all over the place with these tiny little tools working quietly. You expect a lot more noise, but of course there's not real noise, because they're just working very quietly with, as you say, fine tools, sort of, the word wouldn't be prizing, but manipulating the dents.
I think it is prizing as well, but you're right though, Andrew, you go into a panel shop and there's a lot of banging and grinding and sanding, and normally they can be pretty noisy places, but these are certainly more scientific. If you look in a toolbox of a paintless dent remover, it's actually like a I can't explain it. It's got bits of plastic and little bits of twisted metal and bits of nylon. And all of these tools, you know, what these people do, they stand back, they look at a vehicle, and like when you and I look at a dent, we just see a dent. We go, okay, somebody's opened the car on your car in a supermarket, and they put a dent in your door, and we just see a dent. What they do, they're analysing this dent, you know, looking at every single facet of it. Because when they start to pull this dent and iron it and push it from behind, you know, the metal has been stretched. You know, they're trying to work out how they can get that panel back up without stretching the metal any further. Of course, once the panel's stretched too far, you've got to put heat on it and do all sorts of things, and you're in a different realm. You're into normal panel beating land.
Mm.
But the analysis these experts take, and in some cases, depending on where the dent is, Andrew, and the type of dent, they can get relatively large dents out as well, but typically it is for smaller dents. And a dent on a particular on a quarter panel that you think, oh my God, the old quarter panel's got to come off, and they arrive with this toolkit, and you know, some of the call them crane tools, a lot of them, because the necks of these tools are twisted and go around in all sorts of shapes. But it's look, you know, I've been around the automotive industry for a long time, and there are some jobs like this when you watch somebody doing this. You can stand there transfixed for hours.
You feel like applauding, don't you, at the end of it? Yeah. Well done, sir. 96900-693 is the number. 96900-693 or 13 13 32. We've got Jeff Gwillam here talking automotive. He's from the VACC. And he would love your calls, of course, about all things automotive. If you have questions about the car industry, car safety, how you're going with the local mechanic, any complaints you want to make, run them by Jeff. 96900-693, 96900-693 is the number. And we're going to take a little break here, and we're back shortly. And at 8 to 10 on 3RW, we're talking to Jeff Gwillam from the VACC and talking to David, who's on his mobile. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
All good.
Excellent. I just wanted to put out there, I bought a Subaru Forester a year or two ago from a car lot, the showroom name nameless, and I was failed to be told about a certain thing called a diesel particulate filter, the old DPF, in that particular model. And apparently it cost me a lot of money. I ended up having to take the car back. There was almost legal situations going on because of the disagreements. But I did a bit of investigation, and a DPF in this car is the requirements for it to do its blow off have to be driven at 45 minutes at 80 kilometers an hour or more, so freeway driving for at least 45 minutes every 2 weeks.
Good heavens.
I live in the Melbourne metro area, and my partner and I drive maybe half an hour to work is how long it takes us, 45 minutes maybe in stop start.
That's incredible. You'll have to fill me in a bit more here, Jeff. You must know more about this.
Yeah, look, some vehicles do require certain speeds to burn off particulates in the engine. I'm surprised it's every 2 weeks, but you'd have to look at the specifications of that particular vehicle. It's an interesting thing. So people that sell used cars, I mean, you've got to remember on their lot they might have 30 or 40 cars on the lot, and normally they're providing as much advice as possible. Something like that seems like something that one would know. I've had two Subarus, though, and to be honest, I wasn't aware of that. But I think there's an obligation here on somebody selling a vehicle. There is also an obligation on the consumer. You know, you get online and have a look, and, you know, I think we've all got an obligation as well. And I know when I go and buy a car, look, to be quite frank, I know just about everything about the car by the time I go to buy it. But, look, you know, we want to make sure people are giving out as much advice as possible, but there's more than one or two cars that need to be driven to burn off fuel particulates.
Gee, I didn't know this. I think this will be news to a lot of people, Jeff, and I certainly would put me off buying a car.
Yeah.
Oh, that particular car.
Well, most people do it anyway. They wouldn't even know, Andrew. They're driving, you know, above 50 or 60 kilometres an hour anyway if you've gone a short freeway. But, I mean, short trips on vehicles all the time isn't good for any vehicle. I mean, we advise people if you're going to the shops and back over and over again, at some point you're going to have to get that on the freeway and actually get it up, you know, over 80 kilometres an hour to make sure you are burning particulates out.
Well, thanks for the call, David. You raise an interesting point. 96900-693 to talk to Jeff Gwillam from the VACC, or 13 13 32 if you're out of town, either way. Edo's at Brunswick. Hello, Edo.
Hello. Yes, I've had motorbikes all my time, and just recently, well, lately, in the last few years, I've had motor scooters, and there's a hell of a lot of plastic involved with them, and I had a problem with a small internal petrol tank, which was plastic, was leaking. And I went to a bloke up in Coburg, near the Kodak factory there in Coburg there, and blow me down, he could weld the stuff, plastic welded. And when I was looking around his shop there, he had all these bits and pieces of Vespas, and he could weld the actual panels, you know, heat them up and get them if you had a crash, and then he could spray them. And then he sits there smoking this sort of vaporing thing as well. So, God, the place stunk a bit. But he was wild. He had to get out for fresh air every now and then. But all that stuff, and you'd think to yourself, oh, my God, the vest has fallen over. What the hell am I going to do? And this guy, he's gold. And anyway, he did this thing. I had a scooter. It was a fabulous scooter. And it was only about five in Australia. So getting the parts from Italy was ridiculous. So anyway, somehow or other, I got the tip and I went up there. And I swear by that guy. So if anyone wants a plastic welding, watch out for it. It's just your scooter panel or your little plastic tank, whatever you got inside there. Fantastic. I was really impressed.
It's good stuff, Edav. And I worked in TAFE years ago. We were teaching people how to plastic weld. This is 20 years ago. The really important thing, though, is that you've got to get a piece of plastic that's the same as the plastic that you're trying to bond together, polypropylene, polyethylene, whatever it happens to be, or a mix. And it's a bit like, you know, what we were talking about earlier was a paintless dent repair. There are some people that actually get so good at this stuff that they've got a little heat gun and they're applying the heat, they're melting the plastic on both sides. They've got a filler rod, they fill it beautifully, finish it beautifully, and certainly hard to see where any breakage has been. And it was very popular. Plastic welding was very popular. Again, it 20 years ago seemed to be more popular than it is today, but there are still some people that have got a fantastic skill. But getting those filler rods and making sure you've got the right filler rod is the important thing.
Yes, I can imagine. Edo, thank you very much for your call. Some mechanics, specialists of their trade are really quite, they're artisans almost, aren't they, Jeff? They're, as you say, they're almost artistes. And I once, many years ago, was at a place, well, what would you call it? Yeah, a specialist shop. I had constant problems with this carburetor on this car. To watch this guy work, I stood by him as he talked and worked and explained what was wrong and what people hadn't done when they tried to repair it. It was like a masterclass, you know. I felt like saying hooray to you and giving him a bunch of flowers at the end of it, you know. He was
well,
so good.
Muller and Jacko used to be up on Bell Street.
That's it. I couldn't think of their name. That's it. Well, oh, mate, we're getting old, Jeff.
Well, young Nigel Muller works for me at the VACC. He's my executive in charge of my training, and it was his father that owned Muller and Jacko. They were specialists in carburetor.
Oh, wonderful. Now, thank you, Jeff. We've got to go, but lovely to hear from you, and you'll speak to Dennis again next week. We are coming up to the news at 10 o'clock, and lots of good things after that, including a Melbourne author, Jane Harper.
Meet Eleanor.
Hey.
She's finally had the time to make some home improvements.
Gotta love remote working.
Starting with her home loan.
It was so out of date.
So she switched to Macquarie Bank, who specialise in rewarding good borrowers who've built up some equity with great home loans. Now she enjoys low fees, great rates, and the flexibility to repay faster. Search Macquarie Home Loans or call your broker so you can say,
I bank with Macquarie.
Macquarie Bank Australian Credit Licence 237502. Lending criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.